Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Happy Father's Day. Before the new trial about squatters in the controversial building on Riegerstrasse in Berlin-Friedrichshain, the left-wing autonomous scene has called for resistance. Discussion and chaos days, or Chaostage, and unannounced demonstrations are planned for the period up to the court hearing on May 14th. Including a demonstration on Saturday evening in Neukölln. A call on the internet says, come to Herfurtplatz at 6 p.m. and become part of an uncontrolled crowd, or think about decentralized actions of any kind and create chaos. The demonstration was not deliberately to be registered with the police, with organizers adding that they will not negotiate with the state they reject and want to destroy. Today, the supporters of the residents in Riegerstrasse want to organize a kind of flea market in front of house number 94 to, quote, take the street. The ongoing dispute over the autonomous pub Katerschmiede in squatted premises in Riegerstrasse is now being heard again before the regional court for civil matters. The house owner has long wanted the Katerschmiede to leave the rooms it has been using without a rental contract since the end of 2013, and he also demands compensation for use. In June of 2016, the ground floor rooms in which the pub is located were cleared with the help of police, resulting in fierce protests. In an expedited trial in September of 2016, the regional court ruled that the eviction was illegal and the pub owners were allowed back. In February of 2017, the regional court dismissed an action for eviction brought by a UK-based company representing the owner, as their lawyer had no power of attorney. In June of 2017, the trial was interrupted because the legal representative of the plaintiff's owner had died. In Riegerstrasse and its surroundings, where there were once many occupied houses, those supporting the left-wing autonomous scene have been known to attack police and set cars on fire time and time again. The Berlin police have taken action against members of the left-wing extremist scene by searching five buildings in Kreuzberg, Neukölln, and Tempelhof. The state criminal police office is investigating mainly two men, aged 24 and 27, who were temporarily arrested but let go after their identities could be verified. Last December, they are said to have placed alleged wanted posters on a window depicting Hamburg politicians and police leaders who were supposedly being searched for. The posters claimed that the officials were wanted for their roles in the investigation of the G20 riots in Hamburg, and that they were urgently suspected of, quote, forming a terrorist organization for the purpose of attempted manslaughter, serious assault, mistreatment, and robbery. These posters were a response of the left-wing extremist scene to corresponding police wanted posters with which they sought out rioters from the days of the G20 summit. According to the report, the searches also led to the discovery of several data carriers, which can now be evaluated, as well as prohibited weapons and illegal firecrackers. A Muslim teacher is not allowed to teach in a headscarf at an elementary school in the capital. On Wednesday, the Berlin Labor Court dismissed a complaint by the woman in the first trial, as the court does not consider the neutrality law in Berlin to be unconstitutional. The law prohibits the wearing of religious clothing in public service. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, the teacher had sued the state because she wanted to teach at a primary school while wearing her headscarf. Before her dismissal, she had affirmed that she knew the law of neutrality. After about 2 months of standstill, the tower clock of the Rotes Rathaus is working again, as announced by Berliner Immobilienmanagement. The state-owned company had commissioned the Berlin-based specialist company, C.F. Rochlitz, to replace the approximately 60-year-old mechanical clockwork. During the work, it became apparent that other parts were also not running correctly. The clock is now back in operation, and some remaining work will be carried out in the coming days. The Rathaus clock has four dials, each 4.75 meters in diameter, and is one of the city's landmarks. It was manufactured in the middle of the 19th century by the Mannheim tower clock manufacturer Johann Mannhardt, and also has a Glockenspiel. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.